Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel joined a coalition of 47 other conservative organizations and leaders, releasing an open letter to government agencies, news organizations, corporations, and social media platforms to sever ties with the radical Southern Poverty Law Center in its ongoing efforts to defame mainstream organizations and people. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, as we know, the SPLC grossly misrepresents Liberty Counsel and other pro-family and conservative organizations, calling them so-called hate groups or haters. This is not only false and defamatory, but it's dangerous. 48 organizations, including Liberty Counsel, joined together, sending a letter out to these different sources, which include government agencies, corporations, and other social media platforms and news organizations, urging them to sever ties and not rely upon this discredited information from the SPLC. As we know, Matt, it is only designed to destroy organizations. It has no basis in fact or reality. It's defamatory, it's false, it's dangerous, and any news organization, as an example, that relies upon the SPLC, and a number of them have been, is also discredited as well.
Yeah, the SPLC's strategy here they've employed for years, it's finally their defamatory propaganda is finally catching up with them. We knew it would have to reach critical mass at some point. You would have thought that when Floyd Corkins, a homosexual activist, walked in to the Family Research Council with Chick-fil-A sandwiches, intending to kill everybody there and rub their faces with Chick-fil-A sandwiches, when he shot a security guard who heroically stopped him, you would have thought at that point, after he said that it was the SPLC's propaganda that incited him to violence, you would think that maybe we asked the SPLC, okay, it's time. This is dangerous now. You are responsible. You are complicit. If this happens again, you no longer have any excuse. You're on notice. But yet they just doubled down. They stepped it up and continued with the propaganda. It's their chickens are finally coming home to roost, and any media entity or any other organization that wishes to maintain any kind of credibility, they need to run from the SPLC as quickly as they possibly can.
Yeah, don't forget that attack on Steve Scalise and all the Republican that were playing softball. You know, the shooter was a friend of the SPLC and was intent on committing mass murder. And fortunately, because of Scalise's bodyguards, he was stopped. But again, it's just another example of the violence that is caused by this. This is not children's games, folks. I mean, this is, you know, deadly, violent stuff they're putting out there. And you still have journalists that are attributing to the SPLC's quote-unquote credibility in calling Liberty Counsel and other groups hate groups.
Yeah, we have security. We have cameras. We have access codes. We've all gone through active shooter training. And this is the kind of thing that happens, is they escalate this rhetoric to this level and distort right. and demonize and stigmatize people. And there's others out there, unhinged individuals, like the shooter that went to try to kill these Republicans playing the baseball game.
Right.
And also going back as far as 2012. We're talking about 6 years ago.
It just stirs up this violence. You
when
know,
Floyd
yeah.
Corkins tried to do the same to the Family Research Council, and he acknowledged in a confession that's on videotape that he was motivated by and got information from the SPLC.
And they're still continuing.
And they
this.
Still continue.
Yeah.
You would think that they would say, let's ratchet back. They can disagree. That's America. But don't demonize someone and put people in harm's way. And that's exactly what they're doing by these false labels, because they put these otherwise peaceful organizations, groups that they disagree with, but are peaceful, nonviolent, right alongside And they intend to associate these organizations with real violent organizations, groups that actually, some groups, they don't put all the groups there because they don't track what they call the left. So you're not going to see Antifa there in the SPLC website, but you're going to see KKK and the skinheads and Aryan Nation. Those groups do engage in or have engaged in or have promoted real violence against people. And so when you associate nonviolent groups with those kinds of groups, other people who are unhinged, like Floyd Corkins, the guy that went to kill the Republicans in the baseball game, they think that this fake news is reality and that you're out to destroy them, and they then try to push back and destroy you.
And they feel justified by it. It's false guilt by false association. It's no different than these people, even in the media right now, running around shooting off their mouths, comparing Donald Trump or Trump supporters to Nazis and to Hitler. That's called Godwin's Law. People say the first person to start comparing other people to Nazis and to Hitler, they lose the argument. That's like a desperate, you know, ploy. They're not going to address the argument on the merits. Instead, they start name calling. This is ad hominem. That's all this is by the SPLC. They can't win the arguments on the merits. As you know, Matt, I have invited Mark Potok to debate their hate group labels on multiple occasions. He has refused every time. He does, because they don't want to debate. They know that this is propaganda. They know it's false guilt by false association. They know that the mainstream media will eat it up and use it. So they figure it's an easy out. It's propaganda. They don't have to argue on the merits because they lose every time they do.
And you know, this letter that we're a part of, that we sent to all these different agencies, news organizations, social media, we hold them accountable as well if they choose to use SPLC as a source or partner with them as well.
Yeah, and the SPLC recently agreed to pay $3.375 million in a settlement involving Masheed Nawaz and his Quilliam Foundation. They sent out not only this notice and have to pay multi-million dollars, but they apologized. They said that the Southern Poverty Law Center was wrong to include Masheed Nawaz and the Quilliam Foundation in our field guide to anti-Muslim extremists. Since we published the field guide, we have taken time to do more research and have consulted with human rights advocates we respect. We would like to extend our sincerest apologies. And it goes on and on.
Well, by the way, this was the exact wording apology they were made to give.
Yeah, this language, and it's longer than this, is actually verbatim from the settlement that they were required to state. And it has to be posted in several places for not less than two years.
Right. So they had to follow their orders.
So this letter of the 48 groups, which includes Liberty Council, we included it to all these different entities and people. Editors, CEOs, shareholders, and consumers alike are on notice, we say. Anyone relying upon and repeating its misrepresentations is complicit with the SPLC's harmful defamation of large numbers of Americans, citizens who, like the undersigned, have been vilified simply for working to protect our country and freedoms. We also mention social media platforms because Google, Twitter, YouTube, Amazon, they all are relying upon the discredited SPLC hate group. In fact, Amazon Smile looks at the SPLC hate list, and if you're on that list, you can't be a candidate for Amazon Smile. So when you go there to purchase something, if you are part of Amazon Smile, you can't designate Liberty Council because it's not there. And the reason why it's not there is because they're relying upon the SPLC list. Twitter and YouTube, of course, Google, all have come out, and they're using the SPLC as a filter to censor. I mean, this is like the fox guarding the hen house.
Yeah.
And they're using this discredited organization that just came out with almost a $4 million settlement, acknowledging that the information that they presented is wrong.
Yeah.
And that they didn't do any research.
Their credibility, the SPLC's credibility, is nil. It is at an all-time low. It's in the gutter. And the mainstream media needs to run.
Yeah, they do need to run. Well, go to Liberty Council's website. You can go to lc.org/truth. lc.org/truth. On that webpage, we have a lot of information about SPLC. I encourage you to contact people in your community, contact your social media and internet and others as well that are your providers, and tell them to stop relying upon the SPLC. You have power in your consumer ability. and your voice makes a difference. You can also write letters to the editor and op-eds. The more you get the word out, the better. This is a group that has defamed many individuals. The information is false, and it actually puts people in harm's way. It's not hypothetical. We know that for a fact. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/truth. That's lc.org/truth. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.